Jake, how festive was the plane ride home? I know the locker room was pretty emotional, but did you guys was it still pretty exciting as you traveled home?
Yeah, it was still pretty exciting, but it was definitely the most exciting ride when we were in the locker room. Everybody's jumping and bouncing around, and Coach Coughlin was smiling, and Brandon Jacobs picked up Coach Coughlin. But you know, on the plane ride home, kind of settled down a little bit. Everybody was tired and kind of took a little nap, but it was pretty crazy.
Did you, like, Coach Coughlin was having fun?
Do I feel like he was having fun?
Yeah, like when Brandon picked him up, was he kind of like, whoa, what's going on? It's week eight? Or was he in the moment?
No, he was definitely having fun. He kind of said, you know, get out of here with a lot of stuff afterwards, like just joking around. But, no, you could definitely tell he was excited and happy with what happened.
Jake, you guys have heard, you know, for weeks now about this tough stretch of games that you had coming up and, you know, the very difficult task in these games. To win the first one like this, how much confidence can it give to you guys moving forward?
Oh, it's a great amount of confidence. I mean, we know what we can do, but winning a game like that, it gives us all the confidence in the world, and we know we can get it done against good teams.
Jake, you've obviously become a player that people are noticing and defenses are noticing. But when you catch a game-winning touchdown in what's probably the best game of the weekend in the NFL, do things change? Is it a different Monday for you?
I mean, no, not really. You know, I went to the facility like usual. You know, worked out, lifted, and you know, enjoying this win for a little bit. But we got to turn our sights on San Francisco. You know, we had a team meeting, watched the film, and. You know, it was a good win. That's behind us. We need to learn from the win, learn from some of our mistakes in the game, and move on.
How about an increased volume in phone calls or texts or anything like that?
Yeah, I got quite a bit of text after the game, but and a couple are coming in today. So yeah, that's an obvious.
Like we were talking before the game, and you were saying that you know you weren't flying under the radar anymore if the linebackers were hitting you. What did you feel yesterday? Did they still kind of not pay attention to you, or were they definitely aware of you?
I mean, I don't think they were hitting me as much as maybe they hit Heath Miller in the Pittsburgh game, but you know, as the game went on, they started to pay a little more attention to me.
Jake, the first two passes that were thrown to you, it looked like you went up and you got creamed in the back on both of them. How difficult is it on the last long play to kind of put your hands up and reach out for that pass when you know that there's somebody there looking to take your head off?
I don't even think about that. You know, defense made some good shots on me, and that's football. You get hit hard, you just make sure you get back up the next play. But I definitely... You know, that doesn't even come into my mind when, you know, I'm running around. All I'm thinking about is catching the ball. As long as I catch it, I'm not really not worried about what happens afterward.
Did you think that Spikes got you with a helmet-to-helmet hit on in the first quarter?
No, I definitely don't. I mean, it was a legal hit. He hit me with, you know, his shoulders and from his body. He had a good hit, you know. It happens. It's football. And just got up from it. So, I mean, no, I'm not worried about it.
Dick, when you think back to preseason and even early in the season, does it surprise you kind of how far you've come, that you've kind of come from a blocking tight end to maybe Eli Manning's favorite target?
I'm not really surprised myself. I know a lot of people are moved out of me or kind of surprised, but things I'm doing right now I'm not really surprised about. You know, I work hard every day trying to get better, so I'm just seeing results, and I just got to keep pushing.
Maybe you were at this yesterday. When was the last time you caught a game-winning touchdown?
I don't know if I ever have, to be honest. I didn't in college, and I had a big touchdown against Arizona, but not game-winning. one.
Jake, so much was made this summer, this preseason, about Kevin Boss and whether the Giants were trying to get another tight end and how Jerry really needed to go get a tight end. Did Jerry ever come to you and say, hey, we're banking on you or we're not getting anyone else because we believe in you? Or did you ever take it that way?
No, I never have. And I never took it that way.
I mean, did you... You never felt like I'm going to be enough? Were you kind of always looking over your shoulder, like they could go and get a tight end at any moment?
I never thought about any of that stuff. I wasn't worried about what, you know, they were doing in the front office or what they were thinking. All I was worried about was how I was playing and how I was going to change their minds. You know, if it didn't work out, it wasn't. And I did everything I could do to make the team. When it didn't work out, you know, it didn't work out. But all you can control is what you do. You can't let all that outside stuff bother you or come into play, then you're not going to do your job.
Hey, Coach always talks about taking it one game at a time. And while you have, you know, the rest of today, obviously, to bask in the glory, moving ahead and looking at San Francisco, how do you take the good from this game, from New England, carry it over without getting too hung up over what you accomplished against New England?
You always want to take the good and the best in games. And, you know, I think the biggest thing from the good for this past game is, you know, we beat a good team and we can beat good teams. But I think we need to learn, you know, look at some of the things we can keep improving on more than, you know, the good things, because that's what makes teams better. You know, sitting down, watching film, being critical of yourself to push you to get better at every aspect of the game.
Jake, when you were in college, did you ever think, and, you know, even in preseason this year, did you ever think that you could be this guy? I think 395 yards is more than you caught in all 4 years at Ohio State.
I mean, I always thought I could be that guy, and, you know, I never got an opportunity in college, and, you know, last year's, you know, kind of a battle for me to get on the practice squad and try to get better every week, and, you know, eventually moving up to active. But I always had confidence in myself, and I just knew I needed a shot and an opportunity, and I'm just trying to make the most of it right now.
Why do you think you never kind of got that chance to be a receiving tight end until this year?
At Ohio State?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had, you know, my first 3 years there, we had probably four or five first-round draft picks. First, second round draft pick receivers, you know, Ted Ginn, Anthony Gonzalez, Brandon Robiski, Brian Hartline. There's talent all around. And then, you know, as far as the running game, we had, you know, Chris B. Wells, who's, you know, tearing up this year for the Cardinals, and Terrell Pryor. You know, we ran the ball and we were beating teams. So, I mean, why change things up? And I wasn't complaining. I was doing whatever I had to do for the team so we could win games.
Jake, a lot has been said of the schedule that you guys have had, and not that you were lacking confidence before, but how much does a win like this to start off that stretch do for you, and does it have any meaning?
I mean, it's huge. It's huge confidence. Not, I want to say confidence boost, as, you know, our confidence wasn't down before, but it's kind of reassuring, you know, the players and the team that, you know, we are this caliber team and we can compete at that level, and it's definitely, you know, a great way to start out this stretch of games, because, you know, we're going into those games like, you know, we can do this, we can beat these teams, and we will.
Brandon said about you yesterday that you'd already been through the hard, that last year having to make the practice squad, that was the tough part. Now everything for you is different. Do you feel that way? Like, are you here? Are you arrived? Is the hard stuff over?
I wouldn't say I've arrived, but, I mean, I think, you know, the challenging part of my career, well, challenging part, but, I mean, you know, last year was hard. It's hard. It's hard to be on the practice squad. And, you know, you bust your butt every day in practice, and then the week, you know, you're not even traveling with the team or playing on Sundays. You know, that's tough to do, and I'm glad that part of my career is over, but at the same time, I'm happy I had that opportunity to be put through that and tested, because, you know, if I wouldn't have had that, that, man, who knows what would have happened with me.
Anything else for Jake?
What was the biggest thing you learned when you were on the practice squad last year?
I don't think there's anything to, like, one thing I learned, you know, more than the other. I knew I could play with these guys, and, you know, I think practicing against them every day and making plays in practice reassured that myself, that I deserve to be here and that I can be an NFL tight end.